Albayan Radio presents the following program, presented by Sheikh Waleed Mulhim.
Bismillah, walhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man walah. A'ashratu asbabin li maghfirati dhunubi wa mahyu athari sayyat. 10 ways sins are expiated. We had mentioned 6 points in this life where your sins can be expiated, and we'll go through them quickly. Having your sins expiated through repentance. Number 2, the slave seeking forgiveness in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number 3, performing, or sins are expiated by performing good deeds that wipe away the bad deeds. That's number 3. Number 4, sins are expiated when the person is afflicted with calamities. Number 5, sins are expiated when the angels seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on your behalf. And number 6, sins are expiated when the believers pray for the person. Now these matters are during the person's lifetime. There are matters now that are after death. Number 7, sins are expiated if the person suffers a difficult, agonizing death. Now this is merging between this life and the hereafter. The person who is a righteous soul and yet finds some difficulty with the agonies of death. The Prophet ﷺ mentions, verily in the agonies of death there is pain. So whilst you're experiencing this, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has ease upon our souls, you are having your sins expiated. And we've mentioned this. مَا يُصِيبُ الْمُسْلِمُ مِنْ نَصَبٍ وَلَا وَصَبٍ وَلَا هَمٍّ وَلَا حُزْنٍ وَلَا أَذًا وَلَا غَمٍّ حَتَّى الشَّوْكَةَ يُشَاكُهَا إِلَّا كَفَّرَ اللَّهُ بِهَا مِنْ خَطَايَا. That the Muslim is not afflicted with any type of sickness, tiredness, stress, anxiety, displeasure, a prick of a thorn, except that you're being expiated your sins. You're having your sins expiated. So in this number 7, a person's sins are expiated due to the severity and the difficulties at the time of death. Now, there are also now some aspects or expiations for the person when he departs this world. Number 8, sins are expiated when the person experiences the horror of seeing the two angels in the grave and the squeezing of the grave and the difficulties therein. This is a difficulty. This is huzn, this is ham, this is gham, this is yani so much difficulty that in this instance, when the individual sees these horrific, these scary angels that attend munkar and nakir, and they come to question and test this soul on this person in the grave, and then the severe shake or the severe squeezing occurs, all of these difficulties are expiators of sins. Number 9, sins are expiated when those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives permission to intercede and intercede on behalf of the sinners. And there are different types of intercessions. You have, of course, Ash-Shafa'atul Uzma, where the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam intercedes on behalf of the whole of humanity to bring about the Day of Judgment. When all the prophets run around, or when the people run to the prophets, I should say, and they are seeking salvation, they are seeking assistance and help, they say to the prophets, do you not see what we're in? Do you not see the difficulty and the agonies that we're facing? Call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us. And these prophets, Ulul Azm, they say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is angry, has never been angry like this before. And they all say and claim, and they reference back to what they had did in this life. Adam says, I ate from the tree. Musa alayhi salam, he killed a soul, and so forth, unintentionally, of course. And they all say, nafsi nafsi. Isa alayhi salam says, I was taken as a deity of worship. And they say, Allah's angry, Allah's never been angered like this. Myself, myself. And they continue on until they say, go to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Isa says, go to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it is then the messenger where he prostrates and he's inspired with Muhammad. He mentions praises that he does not know today. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, raise your head and intercede, and you'll be, and ask, and you'll be granted, and you'll be given. So this is an intercession when the messenger intercedes on behalf of someone, and in this instance, on behalf of humanity. You have the intercessions of when the righteous intercede on behalf of the Muslims, when the martyrs intercede on behalf of the their family members. And you have the different intercessions. The Quran will speak and be an intercessor on its companion, and so forth. So here we mention that sins are expiated when those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants permission to intercede on behalf of the sinners. Here the condition is that Allah grants permission, and Allah accepts the one giving the intercession and the one who is being interceded for. They all need to be accepted by Allah. subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable you and I to be of those who have people intercede on our behalf. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expiate our sins. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to surpass this difficulty of the grave. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's decreed for you and I that we answer these questions when we are asked, Man Rabbuk, we say, Rabbi Allah. Ma deenuk deeni al-Islam. Wa man nabiyuk nabiy Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the grave and He shows you your position in the paradise, and that we have a rest in the grave awaiting the day of judgment to be admitted into the paradise. Allahumma ameen wa salli Allahu wa sallam ala nabiyyika Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.